While Gardaí are calling for more clarity and more detail on the internal Garda investigation, which found that hundreds of 999 calls to Gardaí were cancelled, the Vice President of the Garda Representative Association, Brendan O'Connor, told Today with Claire Byrne that he's confident that the decision-making by members was appropriate. The inquiry is examining more than 3,000 cancelled 999 calls to Gardaí about domestic violence, missing persons and health issues. It found that over 600 calls were cancelled before a proper policing response. Well, let's talk now to Dr. Vicky Conway, Associate Professor of Law at DCU and former member of the Policing Authority. Dr. Conway, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This examination of 999 calls, it's still continuing. Do you expect that we will see that there's more to come on this?
I think there's an enormous amount more to come. This was just the initial phase. It was only a very partial investigation looking at a particular crime set in a particular time frame. So, in many ways, there's nothing new about this. We know from global research that police culture leads to incidents like domestic violence being handled quite poorly by police. And the Inspectorate report of 2014 would have confirmed a lot of this. There were serious issues raised then about the call recording and response system. And this is something, you know, I speak to people regularly about their experiences of the Gardaí. We cover it a lot on my podcast, Policed in Ireland. And this is not news to thousands of people in Ireland who regularly have this experience. You know, I would hear a lot of people saying, you know, I called months ago, I'm still waiting for a reply. And I suspect we'll never know the full extent of this because it'll be really difficult to survey all calls to assess the extent to which these were cancelled or responded to poorly.
We have had an apology from the Garda Commissioner and some of the people who made those calls have been contacted. What do you think of the response so far?
I think it's concerning that last December the Policing Authority was told that there was a technical issue around 999 calls when the organisation had commenced a full review on the 7th of October. And so I'd be somewhat concerned about just how forthright the guards are being in relation to this. And apologies are very important. And it was, you know, encouraging to see the Commissioner recognising the severity yesterday. But at the end of the day, we have a situation where people reporting very serious crimes did not get the response they needed at that moment. And, you know, what were the consequences of that? Of people not being protected, crimes not being investigated, crimes not being logged on Pulse. And that's actually a really big issue, because if we take domestic violence, for instance, there may be numerous call-outs. And that means that information isn't to hand, which not only is problematic for victims, it's actually also dangerous for Gardaí not to have the full information to hand. So I think there is a lot that has to happen yet in relation to this. There were indications yesterday that there were issues around particular people may have been had exception or significantly higher numbers of cancelled calls. And there will have to be consideration of discipline and potentially criminal sanctions here, because misconduct in the public office might arise in relation to this.
Okay, but what's your response then to the Garda Representative Association this morning calling for more clarity? Brendan O'Connor, the Vice President, suggesting that his members do not identify with the narrative around this matter, and saying that they will always have exercised sound judgment, good policing, and would have taken their decisions on the basis of not compromising public safety?
Well, I think the evidence so far would suggest that that's not consistent with what we know. The Commissioner indicated that he had listened to some of the calls, and not only were there issues about cancelling, but also issues of quality, the adequacy of information gathered, the tone of the response. But I would agree that we need to know a great deal more. Like, I have very serious questions about who has been affected by this, particularly around gender, ethnicity and social class. You know, I would hear that a lot with people saying, oh, well, you know, I'm from St. Mary's Park in Limerick. They never respond to my calls. If I phoned from Anacostia, it'd be a different story entirely.
And are we expecting to get that information then?
So the commissioner stated that the only way you could access that type of information was through incident by incident review. So literally listening to the individual calls. So, you know, there are difficulties around that. There are also difficulties in that An Garda Síochána does not record ethnicity data. Even only a certain amount would ever be recorded at the time of the 999 call. But even in the follow-up, a lot of this data is not captured. And we need that to be captured to understand that lived experience. Who are the people being affected by this? Because there are people in many communities that can tell you that this is what they've experienced for years.
All right. Dr. Vicky Conway, Associate Professor of Law at DCU and former member of the Policing Authority. Thank you for joining us on the News at 1.